From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The State Department is delaying a decision on whether to allow construction of the controversial Keystone XL pipeline. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, some say this is a political move.
The State Department says a court ruling in Nebraska and a mass of public comments means agencies weighing the impact of the pipeline need more time. In a conference call with reporters, department officials didn't say how long this would delay a decision, but critics suspect it will be long enough to push the politically prickly decision past the elections this fall. And as proof of what a no-win issue this is for the Obama administration, supporters of the oil pipeline, including some Energy State Democrats, are furious about the delay, while opponents in the environmental community say putting off the decision isn't enough. They want President Obama to step in and block the pipeline project. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
Russia and Ukraine reached an agreement to try to de-escalate tensions in Ukraine. Jessica Gallagher reports from Donetsk that despite the accord, Kiev is continuing a military operation.
A spokesperson for Ukraine's State Security Service says that Kiev's anti-terrorist operation will continue until terrorists no longer remain in Ukraine. The announcement comes despite an agreement between Moscow and Kiev that requires all illegally armed groups in Ukraine to disarm and vacate seized Ukrainian property, including public buildings, streets, and squares. Kiev launched the military operation in an attempt to force pro-Russian demonstrators from police stations and other government buildings they've captured here. Meanwhile, pro-Russian separatists in Donetsk say they'll remain until the interim government in Kiev vacates the buildings they illegally seized. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Donetsk.
Around the world, Christians are observing Good Friday. In Jerusalem, hundreds of people walked along the cobbled pathway known as the Via Dolorosa, retracing what is said to be the steps that Jesus took before his crucifixion. At the Colosseum in Rome, Pope Francis led the Stations of the Cross services. Tens of thousands of pilgrims, tourists, and Romans followed along with prayer books and candles. President Obama has signed legislation designed to block Iran's chosen ambassador to the United Nations. The U.S. opposes the Iranian appointment because of his ties to the 1979 hostage crisis at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. The measure bars the entry of anyone into the U.S. as a U.N. representative if they've engaged in espionage or terrorism and may pose a threat to the nation. U.S. financial markets, along with those in Europe and parts of Asia, were closed in observance of Good Friday. In Asian countries where trading did take place, stocks were mostly higher. This is NPR. The Centers for Disease Control says it's tracking a slight uptick in flu cases in the Northeast. From Delaware north to Maine, a second wave of a milder flu strain is being reported. A large earthquake measuring 7.2 rocked Mexico City earlier today. James Bleers tells us thousands of people escaped to the streets and many still fear aftershocks.
The duration as well as the sheer power of this earthquake was significant. The swaying of buildings continued for more than 2 minutes. The epicenter was hundreds of miles away in the southwestern state of Guerrero, to the northeast of the town of Tecpan. Yet it took only seconds for powerful shockwaves to travel to Mexico City, the federal district, and the state of Mexico. In 1985, an 8.1 earthquake devastated downtown Mexico City, killing thousands. Since then, buildings have been designed more flexibly to sway rather than snap during earthquakes. For NPR News, I'm James Bleers in Mexico City.
Mild earthquake tremors were felt at the Red Dog zinc mine in northwest Alaska. Tech Resources of Canada operates the world's largest producer of zinc. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quakes were shallow and registered 5.6 and 5.3. A famous firearm went for $225,000 at auction today in Scottsdale, Arizona, roughly twice what the auction house had expected. It was a Colt 45 revolver believed to have been carried by legendary lawman Wyatt Earp during the shootout at the OK Corral in Tombstone, Arizona. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News.